This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 30th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll take a look at the presidential campaign in terms of SMS text messages and blog sites. So with the new media that's aimed at students, college students, we'll talk to them in a moment. We'll also get a forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, today's news. While the Blagojevich administration has begun transferring inmates from the Pontiac prison as part of a plan to close the facility, the governor says state assistance will be made available to the town during that transition. Rob Blagojevich has ordered a task force to figure out how state resources can be utilized to help the community, including families who might have trouble paying bills. But the mayor of Pontiac, Scott McCoy, says he won't be counting on the governor to lend his community a hand.
He's all over the place. He's made decisions that fly in the face of logic and facts and common sense. And then to come in and say, well, look, I'm a good guy. I'm here to help people. I'll believe it when I see it.
McCoy says the closure of Pontiac would be an economic disaster as it would take away the town's second largest employer. He says a major development project has already been canceled since the prison shutdown was announced. Governor Blagojevich wants to move the Pontiac inmates to a newer facility near the Quad Cities in the village of Thompson. The union that represents prison workers has sued to block that move. There's big money involved in a battle over a constitutional convention in Illinois. More than $1 million has been raised for awareness campaigns, mostly against the idea. Mike Ree has more.
Unions, corporations, and law firms have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to help defeat the constitutional convention referendum. Dave Comerford is a spokesperson for the Illinois Federation of Teachers. Alone, the union has contributed at least $300,000 to the campaign. Comerford says a constitutional convention would be unpredictable.
There's a lot of good things in the Constitution we have now, that we don't believe opening it up completely to change and have every group come in with every little different issue is the right way to go.
But tax consultant Andrea Rayla disagrees. She's personally donated $25,000 to the group she chairs, Vote Yes on the ConCon. Rayla says Illinois needs a constitutional convention to address issues like education funding reform, term limits, and recalling elected officials. I'm Mike Reed.
A former Republican Illinois senator says the Obama effect will prevent any natural backlash against Illinois Democrats when legislators are elected next week. Rick Winkle served with Barack Obama in the Senate. He says the presidential candidate will suppress any anger that voters have with the dysfunctional nature of Springfield, where the Democrats hold a majority in both chambers. Because of Obama and efforts to distance themselves from Governor Rob Blagojevich, Winkle expects Democrats to gain more seats in the House and Senate. He says Obama's efforts to work with Republicans don't hurt either.
He did reach across the aisle with Kirk Dillard and others on ethics and death penalty legislation. Worked very well, very charismatic in his approach, collegial, kind of the cool guy that he portrays. And Kirk Dillard, who at the time was the DuPage County Republican Central Committee Chairman, actually cut an ad for Barack Obama in the primary in Iowa. Now that's pretty interesting, I think.
Winkle uses words like cautious and intellectual to describe Obama from their time together in Springfield. Based on that experience, if Obama wins, Winkle expects universal health care to be the centerpiece of an Obama presidency. Winkle is now a senior fellow with the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs. He spoke yesterday on a panel of experts concerning the presidential race's final days. Muslims have been talked about a lot in this year's presidential race. But last night, Muslims on the U of I campus were asking the questions at a forum where local politicians discussed the presidential candidates they support. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports on the forum held by the Campus Muslim Students Association.
The politicians answered questions on issues ranging from health care and the economy to the war in Iraq and U.S. policy towards Israel and Palestine. The mostly Muslim audience included Roa Al-Hidi. She voiced her concerns about charges that Barack Obama is a Muslim and how the denials rarely state that there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. She says the votes of American Muslims should not be ignored.
And we're a small community, but that only means that we're tied to one another, we're close-knit, we listen to each other, that if you can convince one of us that it has a big impact, that we will stand up in a room and say, you know what, I met this guy and he's great.
In reply, State Senator Mike Frericks pointed out former Secretary of State Colin Powell's defense of Muslims in endorsing Barack Obama and said he agreed with those sentiments.
There are Muslims defending our country, giving their lives, and that we need more people to talk about that. And having meetings like this is a great first step of saying we are involved in our society. We do participate. We are Americans.
Besides Frericks, the panel included State Representative Naomi Jacobson, her Republican challenger Frank Calabrese, and Green Party Champaign County Board candidate Walter Pittock. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Extra police officers will be out in Champaign's campus town tomorrow night, even though police have not verified the seriousness of a threat left in a U of I library restroom 3 weeks ago. Yesterday, investigators revealed a few more details of that note. Lieutenant Roy Acree says they want to see if anyone recognizes the writer's style, including a mistake on the note.
Things like the .22 caliber instead of the .22, it was .22. That's the type of information that we're looking for from the public. Maybe they will recognize that type of verbiage.
The writer of the note made reference to a shot fired into a car window at a movie theater not long before the note was found in a men's room in the undergraduate library, and it mentioned firing a second shot on Green Street tomorrow night. Without many leads on the origin of the note, police plan to beef up security anyway in and around campus town. Besides Halloween night, it'll also be the night before Dad's Day and a home football game. Acree says police recommend that people who plan to wear costumes to campus town parties not carry fake weapons. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Radio, television, and newspaper ads are often used by political candidates, but campaigns are always looking for new ways to connect with voters. Blogs have become popular, and some campaigns are even using text messages sent to cell phones to attract young voters. Illinois Public Radio's Julie Root talked to some university students to find out whether new voters are swayed by this use of new media.
When you browse the internet, chances are you are inundated with pop-up ads or strategically placed ads on the webpage. Lately, you have probably noticed more campaign ads. Some tout a candidate, others smear an opponent. Perhaps you even visit the websites of the candidates to get information and see ads.
For me, the American dream began in a room like this. My family didn't have much money.
Keep that faith. Keep your courage. Stick together. Stay strong. Do not yield. Stand up. We're Americans and we'll never.
During a busy lunch hour in the Western Illinois University Union, hundreds of students could be found at the tables near the food court. Some talked about their classes, others figured out their weekend plans, and some discussed politics. One of the students was sociology major Janetta Edwards, who was taking a quick lunch break between classes. Edwards says she goes online to learn more about the candidates.
Of course, Facebook groups. Not very much MySpace interaction, although there are some that does place it on MySpace, but mostly word of mouth and Facebook.
Edwards feels Facebook ads could convince some students to change who they are going to vote for.
Most of the Facebook ads I get is like strictly for Obama, like no McCain whatsoever. In this case, it's so many people are swaying toward Obama. Kind of get to a point where you can't help but to get interested in Obama because it's all you see.
Law Enforcement and Justice Administration graduate student Christopher James says he stays away from the more partisan traditional media outlets, which he says include Fox News and CNN. James says his information comes from nonpartisan websites.
Emily'sList.com is a federally grant-funded website that does not have any partisan ties, and it compares and contrasts and puts in very, very simple language, you know, what the candidates stand for. They take quotes from their speeches, so it's not twisted in any way. It is the exact language that they use during their speeches.
James says he sees a lot of the ads on the social networking sites such as Facebook, but is not swayed by these types of ads. A number of Facebook groups have been created since the campaigns got underway, groups either for or against the candidates. For example, Barack Obama, 1 million strong for Barack, or anti-Barack Obama, 08, and yes for John McCain and Sarah Palin, or 1 million strong against John McCain. Recreation, Park, and Tourism Administration major Lindsay Tevort says some of the negative ads she has seen on Facebook will not influence her vote.
It wouldn't sway me too much because I kind of just want to figure it out for myself, so an ad could push me one way or the other, but wouldn't really sway my vote, I guess.
Tevoort says she does not get her information from Facebook or MySpace ads. Instead, she learns about the candidates mostly through word of mouth, the Western Courier student newspaper, and by watching TV. Tevoort feels she gets the information she needs to make an informed decision through these types of media. University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs senior fellow Michael Cheney says that makes Tevoort different from many of her peers. He feels Facebook and MySpace advertisements are an effective tool to reach the younger voters.
It gets people involved. And most people think that negative advertising can, and negative campaigning of whatever sort can detract from the quality of the campaign. I think the Obama campaign has their sort of their mantra is no drama, Obama. They don't want to get too far on either extreme. But the fact that they have people out there lobbying means that people pay attention.
Cheney says Barack Obama has created a website that is like a Facebook page. Cheney says Obama uses new media to reach his potential supporters. New media is interactive media. Cheney says it allows the browser to build a social relationship with other supporters. Cheney says many campaigns do not use this form of media because it takes too much time and too many resources to create. He adds campaigns also don't want to give up control.
There is in some campaigns, and the McCain campaign is an example, a distrust of people who are not getting the talking points every day, going out there making the standard presentations to just turn your neighbor loose as a McCain supporter and have that person walk around the neighborhood talking about McCain is not something the McCain campaign is philosophically committed to doing.
I asked Cheney if there is one specific type of media that is most effective for a candidate to use to appeal to the voter. Cheney's answer was short and simple.
No.
The internet has become a tool to reach hundreds of thousands of potential voters. Cheney says on the Obama website, people can donate at a certain level and receive a gift, such as a car magnet, in return, whereas the McCain campaign just simply asks for a donation. Cheney says candidates are starting to move away from placing ads in newspapers or magazines and are using the more interactive approach. I'm Julie Root.
Nothing but sunshine in the forecast for the two-state area for the next few days, according to meteorologist Ed Kieser. Today will be sunny with highs from 56 in northeast Indiana to 70 in west central Illinois. The high in Champaign-Urbana expected to be around 64, with breezes from the southwest to south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight with lows from 38 in eastern Indiana to 48 in west central Illinois, 44 in the Champaign-Urbana area. For tomorrow, sunny and a high from 64 in northern Indiana to 72 in southwest Illinois, sunny and 68 for east central Illinois. For tomorrow night, clear, the low 45. Saturday, mostly sunny and 64. End of the weekend on Sunday, more sunshine and a high up to 68. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 30th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.